Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, 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 the sun is out, the tubes have stopped, but it's still time for Johnny and Inel Live and Loud!
Live and Loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, there was no need to press that.
I think there was a need.
No, there wasn't.
I've told you, whenever you intro, I'm always going to undercut you by doing a pre-recorded one.
Why did you do that, though?
Because...
You didn't need to.
Yeah, you just try and steal the thunder all the time. Yeah, live and loud.
I was hyping it up, innit? I was getting the people hyped, and then you just brought it back down again.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong, like, I know I benefit from some of your hype, but I like to just undercut it with that kind of like...
With the official sting.
Yeah. Oh. Like kids' TV kind
rules,
of...
Aren't we?
Johnny and Inel!
Live and loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
There we are, see? I mean, me, being a little bit of a rebel, go off book, but you got to stick to what they tell you to press.
Got
to
rein you in, mate. Got to rein you in.
Don't worry about it, it's fine.
You're a box of frogs, mate.
Box of frogs?
Yeah.
What's a box of frogs?
Well, crazy, right? I'm the box, you're the frogs. So, there we go.
That makes no sense!
Do you know what? There's a lot of deep people out there listening going, that geezer's ahead of his time, he's a genius.
Box of frogs.
Yeah, so, well done. You know, just wasted here I am, wasted. So it is live and loud with Johnny and I now. Hello, everyone, to everyone listening.
Hey.
If you are listening, you probably know why, because, yeah, it just goes off this show, doesn't it?
It's that time. It's Thursday at 4 o'clock. That's the thing.
And, yeah, I mean, it has been more difficult to get here this week because the tubes are down on the strike. So to all these people, is that the ice cream, man? Every single week.
It's about that time.
It just comes at this time and selling these drugs and stuff like that, isn't he? It's not Mr. Whippies. We've been over this.
Well, he's trying to cut on to all the people because he knows everyone's standing at the bus stop. So he thought, let's pull up outside a couple of bus stops and see if we can get
some. Yeah, he's hustling. There hustling real hard.
Hustler,
you don't see many of them in winter. In winter, they're hiding under their little stones. And now they come out. Oh, I'm a rock star all of a sudden. Picking up girls because they've got a whippy machine.
Yeah,
get out of here.
What do they do during the winter times?
They hibernate, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah, they hibernate. them and bears just hibernating, just trying to...
curling up some new cream, trying to test it out, yeah?
They use their fat reserves that they got in the summer, yeah. They eat their own ice cream powder or whatever that it's made with in the meantime.
Did you have trouble getting in today?
Yeah, I don't like to play victim here, so I made it, didn't I? I made it in.
Made it on time. There
yeah,
we are.
You know, right. Consummate professional, all that, but
not
yeah.
Not playing to no stereotypes or nothing.
I made it. I did actually pop round to see my mate who's had a baby,
you made it with so much time, you had time to go and say a little hello.
See the next generation. Absolutely.
that's what you do.
Constantly inspire. Constantly. Do it, and I'm just walking about.
Only a couple of months old, but it's still.
I'm the equivalent of the guy who runs. Do you remember in wrestling when they run down the aisle just slapping high fives to kids? You know, inspired. That's basically what I do.
So you're basically Hulk Hogan with an afro.
Pretty much, yeah. In slightly better shape as well. He's gone saggy.
Has he?
Yeah. Oh, I'm in great shape. So for the people who don't know who we are, my name's Johnny Cochran. Johnny. And do you want to introduce yourself?
Yep, and I am Inel.
I mean, it does not get... Oh, I don't give a...
No,
I don't
no,
give
no.
a damn.
It no, it's not. It's how you're the only one laughing.
Well...
I don't even think anyone listening at home or in the office are actually laughing at that.
We know that there are people.
Like, oh, that's old.
Just a friend.
Ooh.
Just a friend. Oh, friendship zone.
Oh, no, I'm not that.
Captain of the friendship zone.
Oh,
and very, very daunted when... Johnny... He's across the road. Don't try and...
We're in a bickering mood today.
Yeah.
What's happening?
The heat.
It's the heat.
And the tube strike.
Tube strike. That's what it is. It's driving everyone nuts, isn't it? It's driving everyone crazy.
So when I was walked into the studio earlier, by the way, Nat, our producer, was in here, and she was... Well, I was greeted by Nat saying that she's only going to date black guys from now on.
Yeah, and only drink cider, apparently, as well.
Cider. Well, apparently, I played along as well with the only date black. Oh, yeah, you should do. You know, you get a lot of perks. And I swear, she said, with no kind of irony, she went, yeah, you get Malibu. Like, that's the perk of dating black guys. So, what? Malibu? Literally, unbelievable.
Alcoholic coconut stuff.
Does she actually believe that if you date a black guy, you get free Malibu, yeah, free Lilt?
Yeah, you get a free keg come through your house. Red
Stripes Malibu, you get access
to beer.
Absolute.
Super malt.
Get your jollof rice in there every now and then if you need it.
Aki and saltfish.
I mean,
on tap whenever you want it. Just say
we need some good press. So yeah, I'm going to further perpetuate that idea that yeah, if you date a brother, you get your access to all your niche goods. Definitely
everything.
Cocoa butter. You won't want for anything.
Saying that, I literally just put some on just now.
Well, there will be girls there out doing it just for the Malibu. There'll be girls. I don't have. I do it for the Malibu. There we go. Worked perfectly.
It was.
See, that's when you know you've worked with someone for a while, because you knew exactly where I was going with that.
I knew where you were going.
Usually, I'm a couple of steps ahead.
Oh.
But well done.
Oh.
But
there we go. See, this is it
again.
So, yeah.
Back into picker mode.
Yeah.
So Johnny, what can the people expect from our show today? Because this could be the first time they're tuning in, you know. Someone could have told them, wait, listen to Johnny 9L Thursday at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
But they don't know what
they probably
expect.
Didn't. Let's be honest, they probably didn't. Ooh, and right. That is what we're fighting against, that kind of ignorance. No, they probably did, actually, and well done for tuning in. Basically, our show is jam-packed. It's absolutely jam-packed.
It
fit
is.
To burst. Now, the first thing we're going to be looking at is what's trending, I now.
What's been guanin'?
What has been happening? As my mum said last week, what guan?
What like, guan?
It's wagwan, mum. Not what guan. You can't go full English and then go into patois halfway.
What guan?
What guan there, gentlemen?
I can just imagine, like, someone walking into Parliament or something. Like, what guan?
What guan, people? What's on the agenda?
What guan, speaker?
So, basically, what's trending is going to be the bit where we look at what's been trending in social media. All the stories that have been getting people's tongues waggling this week.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, we're going to be doing our famous segment of the show, Lend an Ear
section.
Yeah, where you guys are going to be send us up your problems in, and then we attempt to answer them. Real people with real problems.
Yeah, right. And the problems seem to get more and more severe every week, don't they?
Yeah, we're getting some serious problems. And you know what? I think people actually think we're qualified for this, you know, because the problems are getting deeper and deeper, but they keep sending them in. So
I can clarify that we have actually got 99 problems, but We won't swear there, actually. But you know what's not one of them. Don't need the cheap little joke, do we?
No, don't
better
need
than that.
Don't need it.
Better than that.
But
so.
if you're listening right now and you've got a little bit of a problem or something's on your mind and you want to get it off and you need some help or some answers, then email us at johnnyandinell@foobarradio.com.
Yeah, we want to hear them problems because they've been coming in thick and fast, haven't they, Lord?
Yeah, it's the A&E section.
Yeah, we're doing it on the hoof nowadays. Like, people are not prepared to wait till next week. They're like, no, answer it now.
I need an answer now.
Absolutely. But, you know, problems that arise that quick. So apart from our problem section, we will be going on to our blast from the past section.
Blast from the past. I do like that section.
From the past. So that was a blast. Yeah, and that's where what we do is we take a buzzword that inspires some stories from us that we're going to talk about, and then the songs that make us think about those stories.
Oh, indeedy. And then we also got to jump on to spoilers on screen.
You've done that in a real... Yeah, well done. Yeah. You had a little bit of a...
It was whispering, but it was just audible for everyone to hear.
Yeah, just about. Nice,
just about,
nice.
Yeah.
And an eerie element to our show. Well done, mate. Spoilers on screen. We're going to be talking about all the shows that are happening. And I didn't even say this to you earlier, but we've got to talk about celebs on benefits as well.
Oh, you've checked it out?
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't. But from what you were saying yesterday, it's worth talking about because that's our kind of cup of tea. So I know that sounds like a show that is absolutely fit to burst.
Whoa. You're forgetting about something, Brad.
What's that?
You're forgetting about the awesome tunes that we play.
The awesome tunes?
Yeah, we play awesome tunes on this station as well, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, we hype it up so that people can enjoy their sunny days. And by the way, we went to Leeds yesterday, obviously, for filming.
We did.
And, you know, may I say that people in England are living two different lives, you know what I mean? They really are. It's like passing on to the other side. You're going up there, I'm literally shivering, just like, I'm not going to make it. You know, it's like winter has already come, going the phone style.
I sneezed twice yesterday. I shouldn't be sneezing. Shouldn't be sneezing when weather like as good as it is in London right now. Shouldn't be sneezing when I go up north.
No, shouldn't have to.
Shouldn't have to sneeze.
They're barely living, bless them. But
apologies to the northern listeners.
Yeah. That was not representative of the whole show. Now, we have got some fantastic music coming on, and we're going to have to start with a song. We've also had an email, but we'll get to this after this song.
Okay.
Now, we want people to enjoy the good times, the sun shining, and this one is a bit of a funky one, I know. I'm a big fan right now.
Oh, yeah.
This song is by Toy Boy and Robin. It's an absolute thumper, serious banger.
Oh, you're hyping it up, you know.
No, it is, and it's called Losing My Love. Okay, here it comes, guys. Enjoy it. Absolute banger.
Oh,
Absolute all sorts of thumper that was.
Yeah, that was nice, you know. What was banger, that one called? Banger. Remind me of the name of that track.
That was Toy Boy and Robin. It's featuring someone. I can't remember what her name is now, actually. But check it out. It's called Losing My Love. Absolute thumper.
Look at that. Lost the love, but thumper. Got a thumper in return, though.
And I've been forced to actually say that was actually a recommendation from my mate Joe Cowley, who has been... He's been a friend of the show, hasn't he?
Oh,
he kind of lost love when we...
I tell you what, I think everybody knows who Joe Cowley is.
Yeah, also known as Joe from South East London. He got in a bit annoyed when I released one of his problems.
One of his?
just one. But, but yeah, no, he's pleased to hear this week. He's getting a lot of love from the show because he recommended that song and it's all sorts of thumper, isn't
it? It was. That was nice. I like that one.
Wicked, wicked. Yeah, good for the sun, you know, just sunny vibes.
Yeah.
So, there we go. So I know we are moving on. Well, in fact, we're going to the email because this isn't technically a problem, really.
We've got an email.
We've had an email.
Do you know what? We're going to need like an email sound effect. I'm going to try and find one for
Bing.
You.
Like that kind of thing. Yeah.
We've got an email.
Yeah, it should do. Yeah, but we haven't got one at the moment, so we move on. We progress. We work with what we've been given again. I know. Hey, boys.
Hi.
Should I get my tongue pierced? What do you think about piercings? I've got my belly button and toe pierced, right? But I'm thinking about my tongue now. Cheers.
Whoa.
Sally in Roehampton.
Whoa. Hold up. So Sally's got a piercing in a toe.
Yeah, that was the thing that got me.
What, through the toe?
I don't know how you get your toe pierced, to be honest. I really don't.
What, through the big foot?
Well...
What, the big toe?
Well, I guess, the little one's going to be hard. You'll probably snap the bone or something, won't you? But like, who gets their toe pierced anyway?
Oh,
like,
Sally, what's up? Sally, what's going on?
That is actually quite scary there,
For
Sally.
Once, you don't need any more.
I'd imagine you'd need a big, like, toenail to get that pierced as well. Like,
oh, gosh.
You know what I mean? Like, a big funky one.
Oh, gosh. How do you put shoes and socks on?
I don't know. She's probably just rolled around with flip-flops.
Like, all day flip-flop.
All year round.
Don't matter.
All year round.
Snow going in between the toes.
Absolutely.
Don't matter.
Just
come on, Sally. Sally's foot's blue.
Just spreading barocas. Spreading barocas with your toe piercings.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Go on, Sally.
Wear a sock every now and then,
Sally. Well, I suggest you get the other toes done. that way it looks, you know, you get all 10 toes done.
I'm not 100% sure how that would even work, though, genuinely.
All 10 toes.
How you get your toe pierced in the first place? It's random.
Yeah. Sally, you might have to reply and tell us how this happened.
What I'm trying to say is, she's thinking about her tongue, like... You know, that's a regression. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
No,
like,
that's where you go before the toe.
Yeah. Like, if you have your tongue pierced and work up to the toe, you don't start with your toe and then go, oh, I might as well do one on my tongue, but I'm worried about it. Oh. Random.
Where's she from? Northampton?
Roehampton.
Roehampton.
Yeah, you know what we say about them.
Oh.
So we don't actually say anything about people. Don't feel
that. That's near Kingston, right?
I don't know, mate. Stop. You know, it's just. I blocked that out on the map, to be fair, yeah.
Oh, there are people in Roehampton.
Well, they got their toe pierced. Who wants to know? No one's to know anything.
Tell you what, can't wear no high heels or those.
What do you think about piercings? In general, I think there's a time and a place for them, you know what I mean?
Definitely not a place in the toe.
No. Keep them away from your toes, basically.
Anywhere in the foot region. It doesn't need to get pierced. Anywhere in the
foot. Have you got your toe pierced? Have you got anything pierced, Arnell?
I haven't, actually. I don't have any piercings and I don't have any tattoos either.
No, no tattoos for me, but I did have my left ear pierced when I was in school. Yeah.
Oh, did you do it yourself?
Yeah, back in the day when E17 and that were rocking little big hoops, you know, when Ryan Harvey inspired me.
Yeah, he was like, he's a role model.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to be like that geezer. Stay another day. Yeah.
Stay another day.
Exactly. It didn't work for me, to be fair. But my brother raced to get his done, and he got it done before me. I was really annoyed.
Oh, dear.
And then I had to get it done the next day, and it looked like I copied him, even though, like, I was the one who came up with the idea first.
Well, you didn't come up with the idea. You got the inspiration from Mr.
Well, Brian Harvey, of course, yeah. But, you know, he weren't rocking it like me. I had a little gold stud.
Gold stud? Yeah.
Started to seal up one time. Just smashed through it anyway. Started bleeding, yeah. I've noticed ear piercings look better when there's a little bit of blood around there.
Like, well, you're not as hardcore as Sally, obviously, from Roehampton, because I'm pretty certain that foot must have been mashed for a long time.
Absolutely. Loose cannon, isn't she?
No, Sally! What happened? I want to know what Sally was thinking when that went through her mind.
Well, it went for a toe, actually, didn't it? But, so, overall, get your tongue pierced, Sally. You can't get any worse, love. You can't get any worse than your toe, so
just fine. If you're progressing, stick to anything up here rather than down there.
Here we go. We've got another one. Lads, ice cream or lollies? What's your poison, Stan?
Oh, I am an ice cream man. I was brought up on lollies because they were the cheaper version, but it's ice creams for me. I'm a fan of a little cornet owl.
No, yeah, we were kind of on this last week, weren't we? I'm definitely a twister, you know what I mean? Do you have any, like, things that you have to eat in a weird way? Like, you know, for me with twisters, I have to scrape the white bit out the thing, then I go for the green, then I... The dessert is the red
bit
in the middle.
For me, it's, you know, with the Magnum chocolates, I break the chocolate off without getting the ice cream in the middle first.
That's what I do with that.
And custard creams.
Oh, you have to take one off, like Oreos. The thing is, I actually do with Kit Kats. I have to bite around all the edges like a little chipmunk,
on all four bars?
Yeah, all sorts, mate.
So you don't even share?
I don't share anyway. It's mine. That's what it is. No, it's like the Gavin and Stacey thing. At the end of the day, it's like, you know, I'm getting sick to death of having food. Like, you order a curry in and people are like, oh, yeah, have a bit of yours. No.
You ordered your curry.
Exactly. It's weird that I've actually got the right amount for me because I ordered it for me. What are you doing with your naan bread? Keep your hands to yourself.
Hey? Get off.
Get out of there. Oh, I'm the bad guy, am I? Yeah, I'm the bad guy. Yeah,
go on, cry.
With your tears. it won't affect me.
Oh, you're going to tell your mum, are you?
You'll be back. This curry won't, no.
It's going cold.
Exactly. So, ice cream and lollies. For me, lollies, I think. And for you, ice cream.
Yeah, ice creams, yeah.
Neither is our poison, though, I believe, Stan.
Thank you for the email, though, Stan.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, coming in as well.
Hey, Jay and I.
Oh, we've got another one.
We've got another one, the North. Hey, Jay and I.
See, I'm telling you, we're going to need a sound effect. We're going to have to get a little sound.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Jay and I lived in the Midlands for years and moved to London. Whenever I tell my friend about home, think is something from Westeros and thinks that I'm off beyond the wall where whenever I go home. That's Terry in London. Yeah, it is like,
well,
it's like
Game of Thrones. We was in Leeds just yesterday and it did feel as if we were in another country.
It is. Exactly. You know, but they're surviving up there, aren't they?
They're
still going. Good luck.
Big jackets on.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of furs.
Yeah. Bear fur, mate. Oh, wow.
Well, is this another one?
No, it's the toe-piercing one.
Oh, is she back?
Mel has sent in one going, it's a hot look, and has sent a picture in of someone with their toe pierced.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Can you say that?
All right, let me turn this.
Basically, it's like on it's a
Wow. That looked like she got stabbed in the foot.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little couple of silver balls on top of the big, that long toe.
Is that attractive for you?
Depends, doesn't it, eh? Depends, you know what I mean? Like, how it... Do you know them people who lick toes and stuff must be like, whoa, you know what I mean? Like,
I can taste the silver in this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've got a metal detector in my tongue. Yummy. Yeah, exactly. we now know what a toe piercing is. I didn't know they existed.
Who sent that in?
That was Mel.
Thank you, Mel. Gosh, that cleared that up.
It is a hot look. There we go. I know, we are actually, because we have to get into...
I know.
We're in our What's Trending section.
We have to move on, guys, but keep those emails and tweets and stuff coming in at Johnny and I Nell
at Fubar Radio.
Yeah, let's hear from you. Right, so now is our What's Trending section, guys.
Yeah, all of that.
From the world's greatest... Unprovoked, that was, but I thought I'd get it in there.
Just thought you'd just to say, include it, yeah?
So, Arnell, what is the first thing that is trending this
week?
Well,
this one is a madness when I saw this one. I saw a lot of people talking about this on Facebook. It's basically, because, you know, KFC and Pizza Hut, they got bought up by the same company, pretty much. So that's why when you see on service stations, KFC and Pizza Hut are usually together.
Oh, right, yeah.
Now, but what's happened is, in Hong Kong... They've come up with a new recipe.
Yeah.
The chicken pizza.
Right, that doesn't sound new.
Chicken pizza.
Well, that doesn't sound new.
Is it not new?
You can get chicken pizzas already.
Can you?
Yeah.
Where from?
Well, you eat chicken on pizzas all the time, didn't you?
No. This is the chicken pizza. It is a pizza, chicken, pizza.
Right.
Chicken.
You mean there's KFC on the, do you mean there's KFC on the pizza? What you have
pizza.
To say that, because otherwise people are going to go, yeah, chicken pizza. I got one in my freezer, mate.
No, chicken pizza.
It's KFC chicken pizza, chicken on pizza. So basically,
pizza chicken.
It's combined. So this is kind of
they're joined up. It's like you know like when Power Rangers and then they combine and they morph.
I was thinking exactly that, yeah. And they come together. Like when we're combined, we become Megazord, and we're stronger together.
Well, in Hong Kong, they become chicken pizza. So, but what do you figure? I've got a picture here, so I'm gonna tweet this picture out so people can see what it looks like.
That is impressive. I mean, soon, like. How many things can you combine as well? Can you get burgers thrown in there? Like, you know, make the pizza base into a burger with KFC on top in a pizza form but with Nando's sauce on top.
Because that's what happens. Because usually if you're on a night out and you just come back and there's, like, takeaways there, or you just mix and match, don't you? But this is someone mixing and matching for you.
They're going for it big time. I mean,
do you trust it?
The thing is, this is a bit for me, like, you know those deep-fried Mars bars?
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, it's basically...
Oh, what they do in, like, Scotland and stuff.
In Scotland, exactly. They're basically saying, look, in case my heart was going to be able to deal with the stuff I'm putting in there, I'm just going to crank it up a little bit and give it an extra boot on the way down.
Dear.
Stay down, heart.
Oh,
stay
dear.
Down. Cardiac arrest. Have that. But, yeah, like, proper game for it. I mean, this is just... double whammy of fast food.
Yeah, it's exactly that. They thought, how do we combine our two businesses together?
Yes. Frankenstein in it.
Yeah, that's literally what it was. It was literally like, well, we already put chicken on the pizzas.
we need some secret recipe stuff out there as well, some butter. The thing is like sometimes you can, you know, some things don't need to go together because there's already enough of it.
Yeah, but I'm
it?
Trying to think what that would taste like. Because every time I think of KFC chicken, I have that taste. I know what the taste is. And when I eat it, I'm like, yeah, that's that KFC original recipe, 11 spices and herbs taste.
Mm.
But then when you have pizza and you go to Pizza Hut, you go, yeah, that's Pizza Hut pizza. Yeah, yeah. But the two combined,
what
is that?
They're out there, aren't they? They're trying to smash us. really trying to shock us. Just you can imagine there's a professor working at KFC just going, I don't know what else to give them. And then just someone goes, stick it on a pizza already.
If you're not going to give us the secret recipe.
Exactly. We've got your kids in an unknown location, okay? Do it already.
Oh, yeah? Go on, say hello to your dad.
Exactly. You still not going to do it? Yeah, I thought you'd see my way, I think. So some guys have done
now
it.
Put some ham and cheese on that.
Do it now. But I remember going out for, those are basically meals on their own, aren't they? You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to combine them. Like, I remember I went out for a curry with this guy who's he's a Brummie, and he was one of them, and he couldn't understand, right, that, like, when you order a curry, a biryani is a dish on its own.
Yeah, the rice dish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you order a you'd order a curry with other rice.
Yeah.
So he's going, I'll have a boona and a biryani, please. And we're like, no, mate, you have a biryani if you want a dry one. And then you get a boona. He's like, yeah, so I'll have a boona and a biryani, please. It's like, no, you have a boona and then you get rice. He's like, okay, I'll have a boona and a biryani, please.
I cannot compute.
Yeah.
Just give me the rice. He's just obsessed with rice. That's all it is.
Yeah.
We've got a tweet coming from David. Stop talking about fast food, please, guys. Me and Dave Batiste are getting hungry.
Hungry hippos. Out there, so I don't know. I just think sometimes with food, it's better to leave them as they are. Do you know what I mean? You don't need to do anything. You don't need to do anything
Ooh,
else.
You're not one for experimenting. It sounds
well. I mean, that's hardly a good experiment. You're not finding a cure to cancer, are you?
Leave it be.
Exactly.
I'm at me with the meals that I have presented to me on the board.
Well, exactly. People coming home getting kebabs and then going, I need a curry as well. That's not an experiment that's helping the world,
but
is it?
Are you one of those people that when you go to like a restaurant you've been to for years and they've got something new on, would you rather stick with what you know then try the new thing.
Yeah, mate, I've been bashing a vindaloo for ages, to be fair. And they just choked and dropped.
Not even looked at the menu, you just walk in. Nah, just walk order in. As you're sitting down.
But I do know where to get the best vindaloo, so in case anyone's wondering, get involved, ask me.
I thought that was going to be another one of your plugs there, but it wasn't.
No, so, it wasn't.
You're getting better. You're getting better.
I mean, exactly. What else is trending, Inel?
Let's see. Let's have a look.
Oh, I've got one here.
Oh.
In Calgary, right, this week.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
A man has been arrested after he tied 100 helium balloons to his chair and floated away into the sky, right? He jumped off and opened a parachute. Like, I mean, this guy is just... His name's Daniel Borian.
Yeah.
And, his aim was to, like, parachute into, like, this stampede that was on in Calgary.
Mm.
So he's just tied loads of balloons to him and gone floating in the air.
It's a wicked idea. He's literally created the opening to Up.
Exactly. He's seen Up and went, well, I'll tell you what, I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
My wife hasn't died, but I'm still going up.
Exactly. Genuinely looking at Pixar films like their how-to guides. So this is a quote. At one point, I was looking up at the balloons.
Mm.
They were popping.
Yeah. That's when you better check that parachute quick.
Exactly. The chair was shaking, and I was looking down at my feet dangling through the clouds at a 747 taking off.
Oh,
that
dear.
Is like next level stuff, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Oh dear. How far did he fly off before he jumped off?
Oh well, he was going for miles. But the thing is he tried to. Go in, like, parachute into this rodeo thing,
yeah.
But missed and ended up on an industrial station.
So, piss! With the police waiting for him as he landed.
Well,
like,
exactly.
Oh,
they
mate.
Were just following him, going, come on, mate, you're coming down soon.
You're not going any higher.
So, do you know the best thing? So, obviously, he got arrested, but he got arrested for mischief. How did he get arrested for
could
mischief?
You imagine being locked up in his cells with all the other murderers?
What are you in for? Oh, well, a murder. Armed robbery. Mischief. You know what I mean?
Say no more. Ask no more questions.
How can you get arrested for mischief? Next thing we're going to be like, I'm arresting you for hijinks, sir. Hijinks.
Well, that guy's in for hijinks and mischief, you know.
I'm arresting you for being a little tinker. Okay.
We're going to have to put him into solitary, you know. He's way too dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. He could be up to all sorts of mischief.
Hey, if he's doing mischief on the outside, what's he going to be doing on the inside?
getting busted in the jail with a shank going, what are you going to do with this? Just mischief and that. You know, general mischief.
And general hijinks.
But I genuinely think, like, when he went up, he was probably thinking, "Man, I'm gonna land." Like, you just start popping balloons one at a time, right? You
yeah.
know, to try and. But when you start seeing them pop on your own, like,
yeah, nah, that's the one. That's the one.
But the thing
do you
is,
reckon someone was? You reckon it wasn't the police just like taking the pot shots?
Yes, nice. I took one down. He's coming down. He's coming down.
Like it's a fairground game for them.
Exactly.
Oh, get 10 more and you get a prize.
I mean, could you imagine you got like some birds coming up there as well, just having a go at them? You're like, get away from me, you know. But the thing is right. This genuinely, like, could you imagine if you like died from something like that? Because there are certain things you don't think. Would kill you, you know what I mean? Like, you think, oh, this would be funny, I'll go in the air. And, like, he did have a parachute, but if he didn't, he'd end up in a lot of trouble, obviously.
My thing is, how did he take off? Was it a case of he was just sitting on a chair, just blowing them all up until eventually just started the chair just started lifting?
No, well, he probably had himself tied down and then released himself as once he's done enough. Mm. But, do you know, this reminds me of a story, like, do you know there's a couple of kids and stuff that have died from flying kites?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they fly kites and then, like, you
what,
know...
What, the kite just crashed down into them?
No, because the wind comes and goes, lifts them up in the air.
Oh.
They end up, like, 50 foot in the air and then they just come crashing to the ground.
What? Hold on, what sort of big kites are they flying that's able to pick them up?
Oh, you get big kites. You can find them, yeah.
Oh, you get some big ones.
But imagine that, though. You're like a little... You're a dad going, oh, go on then, Timmy, have a little go
at
that.
See, I'm thinking of the kites we used to make at school, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Those things can lift you up, mate.
Tissue paper.
Yeah, those things ain't lifting you in the
you're
air.
You're
not
no. lifting nothing.
No. Not quite.
As soon as you just throw it to catch some air, it just rips.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you're quite dying there, unless it sets alight and comes crashing into you and burns you alive. But, you, as I say, you don't think you would die for something like that. But, flying away.
That's nuts, man.
What's the next trending thing, I know?
Oh, well, people been talking about Dave Chappelle. He is in town. Dave Chappelle is in London for the first time in ages performing at the Apollo.
Woo!
Right here!
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, have you got tickets, though?
I have. I'm rolling on Sunday.
Is it?
Get what you pleasure.
I'm going today, but I don't know if I'm going to make it with all this tube track going on.
Yeah.
I might have to duck out the show early.
Yeah, I know. All right, don't start packing your bag now, mate.
Just making sure.
Rolling in. Dave Chappelle, the Amrick James bitch.
Yeah, he's an amazing stand-up comedian. And I guess for a lot of people, a legend in the game in terms of a lot of people kind of see his humor as a like setting the bar usually. Every time he comes out with a stand-up comedy routine or a stand-up comedy special, people usually gravitate and say, wow, that's the thing, that's the one. And people kind of set their precedents against that. And
right.
And so he's in town again, and I guess everyone's whipped up tickets to go see, oh, what's he going to be talking about today? What's the new thing? What's on Dave Chappelle's mind?
Well, there are those people, aren't there, if they roll into town, you just feel that you just need to find yourself a ticket. Just got to see him because you might not get to see him again.
Yeah.
I remember, like, Michael Jackson when he was alive and he'd done that thing and everyone was like, oh my god, I got Michael Jackson tickets.
Yeah.
And then he died and they're like, oh, not worth the paper they're printed on now, aren't they?
I know, there was so much hype as well around that because he made that little film as well, the making of the show that he was going to do and then he didn't even do the show.
No.
Well, the making of finish,
though. Well, don't say it like that. He didn't even do the show. He didn't
didn't even go all the way.
Didn't even deliver.
I mean, commit if you're going to do it.
You know, stay alive. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I think he did it on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he might be dead, but I ain't going to refund my ticket right now, is it?
I'll tell you what, I paid really good money for those seats.
You don't get your money back on the postage and packaging, do you? I'm just saying. He's got more money than me.
I'm telling you what, that booking fee's still there. Still on my credit card receipt.
He's got a kid called Blanket. I mean, he's going to be living a high life. I know, yeah, right. I'm the one having to pay for postage and packaging, so there you go.
Is there anyone that you've ever wanted to kind of see, like an artist or performer or an actor, like in like a theatre show that you've always wanted to see and you still haven't seen yet?
I actually really want to see Earth, Wind & Fire. Not even joking.
Oh,
genuinely,
yeah, that'd be wicked,
they are awesome. Yeah,
that
yeah.
You'd have to dress up just like them as well, you know.
yeah, probably.
Because their garms are serious.
Yeah, they go for it big
time. They have
time.
Some crazy garms. I picture as if they were wearing flares right now.
Well, they probably are wearing flares right now, aren't they, to be honest? Just cooking up some breakfast or whatever, eggs and muffins, and just wearing flares. Just constantly putting out fires because they're...
Do you want another egg?
Their afros are setting themselves alight, you know? Absolutely. But yeah, Earth, Wind & Fire. What about you?
Oh, I've always wanted to see Seinfeld, actually. Jerry Seinfeld stand-up.
I was going to say, mate, most days on Channel 4 at about 10 o'clock, you see Seinfeld.
Him and Eddie Murphy, I've never seen. I've heard rumours that he might be coming back to do stand-up after over 25 years of taking a break.
Yeah.
So that could either be amazing.
Yeah. or shocking. Yeah.
Or a train wreck. Yeah.
I reckon it'd be good. I reckon it'd be good.
I've literally forgotten what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well. I'm seriously hyped about Dave Chappelle, and we'll have to let people know how it goes down after we've seen him.
Oh yes.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I think it's time for another song line now.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one coming up is Timu, am I saying that right?
And
Timu.
Funkadopoulos as well.
Funkadopoulos and the Brass Operator.
Oh,
it's
mate.
An ode to Bootsy.
I've been getting into my funk once again, man, and you can't go wrong with a bit of Funkadopoulos.
You don't even know how to say it. Okay, guys, here it comes. This is Funkadopoulos and the Brass Operator.
His funkiness has arrived, back from the future, a Sir Funkadopoulos, on the one, hit it!
Oh yeah, we taking it back, y'all. Who we doing it for this time, boss? Tell me. Well, you know I can dig it. All right. Ready for that groove, y'all. Come on, here we go.
Listening to Johnny and Inell live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Johnny and Inell on FUBAR Radio.
Big time. So always follow it up. Always follow it up by one of them.
Oh,
so
okay. Yeah. No, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Pleased with that.
Well, it's not like I was clear or anything.
No, no. In case, just people might wonder who they're listening to. Just want to make that clear. Inell, we have had some emails in.
Uh-oh.
And we've got our little sound effect for it. So that's what it's going to be from now on. Or should we just do... That sounds like a much better... That's the email.
We got a vibe come through. we got a little vibe.
From now on, if there's an email, it's... There you go. So right.
Interrupt the conversation. Oh!
Vibe! Exactly. Right, so this one is weird eating habits. When I eat Jaffa cakes, I eat the chocolate bit first. Then the orange jelly.
Then
finish with the spongy base. Also, when I eat bourbon biscuits, I eat the cream in the middle first, then the biscuit part. Yeah. Harriet from Essex.
Yeah, go on, Harriet.
She's a girl who knows how to eat biscuits properly.
I love a girl who can eat a Jaffa cake properly. Says a lot about her. Definitely. Priorities.
Yeah?
Definitely. I only eat the chocolate and the jelly bit and then throw the rest away.
You don't even get the sponge. You just leave it.
I don't bother with that. It's a waste of time. Dries your mouth out as well.
That's the whole part. That's the cake bit.
Yeah, I know. So I just like the Jaffa.
Okay.
Moving on. Another email. Eating is cheating. When I eat a sausage roll, I have to open it and eat the sausage first.
Oh, gosh!
And then munch on the pastry. My mum says it's the most disgusting thing she's ever seen.
That must get well messy. The sausage rolls are like one of the messiest pastries.
You should see how she eats Maltesers, Emma in Ascot.
Oh, God.
So I eat Maltesers quite funny. I'll bite all the chocolate off and then
you chisel it.
Yeah, chisel it off, then I've got that little malty ball, and sometimes let it dissolve on my tongue.
Doesn't that just leave your tooth just all chocolatey and brown?
No, not really. It's pretty cool, actually. And it's definitely really attractive to all the ladies. That's Johnny.
Johnny Jaffa.
Yeah.
And he's Mr. Maltese.
Do you know what? I've got another little thing as well. Yeah, in case one. Mr. Loverman gets old, I've also got this one now. Baby, So that one, it's a bit longer though, isn't
so,
it?
So you're not Mr. Right, but if they're looking for fast love.
Exactly. Basically, what I'm saying is, if you want a quick bunk up, I'm not a long term solution, but I'll do in a fix.
I will provide Jaffa cakes.
I will do in a pinch, guys, if I'm honest. Another one.
Keeping it honest to the listeners.
Hey, Johnny and Arnell, I have seen the burger pizza. Seen the burger pizza. Well, basically a pizza burger before. A slice of pizza in between burger buns.
Oh,
it's epic.
Yeah, I think I've seen something like that. I've seen
Oliver from Romford.
Yeah, Oliver. I think I've seen that. I've also seen one with hash browns as the buns instead of the buns.
This is
buns.
Like heart attacks waiting to happen, though, isn't it?
This is the future, bro. You got to get used to it.
What, just killing us off, aren't they? Killing us off with our weird...
Why can't they just provide a vindaloo on its own?
Exactly. I mean, to be fair, all of this stuff you know will be cheaper than fruit and veg as well.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we're all going to the doctors all the time. Do you know what I mean? They want us dead all the time, so we're just eating fast food contained in between fast food. Like, it's crazy.
We're not helping by promoting it, are we?
No, we're not. It's all available at your local stores, guys. Make sure you definitely dabble.
Another one.
Right.
I do like that little. I do like the bad thing.
It works, doesn't it?
It does.
Food. My friend only eats burnt. Oh my god.
Whoa.
My friend only eats burnt food.
Oh.
I don't mean nice and char grilled. I mean burnt to a crisp, nice and toasty.
Oh gosh.
If she doesn't have it burnt, she kicks off. Even in restaurants, she doesn't really eat out that much anymore. Kelvin in Runnymede.
Oh, gosh. Kelvin, I hope that's not your girlfriend.
No, just walking around with char on her tongue all the time. Could you imagine kissing that? Oh, dear.
Oh,
like snogging a barbecue. Oh, dear.
I bet she's that one at the barbecue. It's like, it's not done yet.
No. I said it's not done. Now it's done.
Nuke it.
Exactly.
Do you want everybody to get salmonella?
Yeah. I don't have to worry about salmonella because it's black, so it's not pink, okay? That's it. Absolutely.
Oh, gosh, she's messed up.
Yeah. I mean, that's not healthy. I swear that gives you more carcinogen, so you're more likely to get, like, bad issues like cancer and stuff like that if it's burnt and
so she's one of those ones that burns the toast on purpose.
Though. On purpose, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
I think so.
Don't let her cook you any breakfast.
Yeah, I know. Well, absolutely. It's done. No, it's actually done 20 minutes ago. Thank you very much.
She said, yeah, everybody else sets the alarm on the cooker, and she just sets girls by the smoke detector.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's about done.
I don't want to get out too early, though.
Oh,
give
yeah.
it an extra couple.
Another 10.
Wow, Kelvin. Someone's got to be a friend anyway, haven't I?
Oh, another one.
Yeah. Sweets. Hey, Johnny. Sweets. How do you eat... Hey, Johnny. Sweets. How do you eat minstrels and revels? Asking for a friend. Pam in a place.
I do love minstrels. I used to buy them and put them in my car in the glove box and have them on long journeys and just keep them in my mouth. And my challenge was to keep them in my mouth as long as possible.
Wouldn't they melt in your car anyway?
No, they'd be all right. Aircon, man. Yeah, you know.
Oh, right.
That's how I used to do.
Yeah. So you use your car like a fridge. Right, nice one.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice one. You're what's wrong with this planet, mate. That's why we're ready to blow.
I do love minstrels, though. And the humbug ones. What are they?
Oh, yeah. The ones with a bit of toffee in the middle, you mean?
No,
I don't know.
I will get the name of them.
But, yeah, revels. I love revels. I love the fact when you get, like, sweets and stuff where there's loads of different flavours. Another interesting question. This is one for the listeners as well. It's like, you know, at Christmas where you get the big tins of sweets and stuff?
Mm.
What one... in your family, like, your family box of sweets gets left over? Because I'm a big fan of orange creams, love orange creams, yeah. And I love strawberries. But coffee I can take sometimes, but you ain't getting coconut eating in my house, not a chance.
That was always left. I used to really love Heroes, you know, Cadbury's Heroes. Then they changed it up. They took the best one out. They took the crunch. It was the Malteser one they took it out.
Yeah, that's in celebrations, mate. You must get your chocolates right. Oh. If you're gonna, the viewers
I'm
will
sure
question
that
us.
Was that not Heroes?
Heroes is the Cadbury's one. That's got your flakes and stuff like that.
What was the crunchy one in there? Was it crunchy?
Cruncher.
Oh god!
Here we go.
Oh, the heat's got to me.
Yeah,
oh,
so he's crumbling. Bless him. He really is.
Oh
Absolutely.
Oh, here we go. Oh,
but yeah, no. Yeah, that's your crunchies in there. But
oh yeah.
Never liked Heroes that much. That a rip off.
Well, they took them out. Well, they took the crunchies out of Heroes.
So overall, let me know what sweet gets left. And if anyone does leave, because I heard that there are some people that leave your orange creams and strawberries, can you send them in a food parcel to the studio, so I'll eat them all day. Not a problem.
Just sitting there. Just
eating orange creams.
Chiseling away.
Well, I think it's a good way of dating someone, actually. You can find someone who matches up, so you can do a whole tub together. You know what
so
I mean?
Is this like some sort of new speed dating that you're coming up with? Just with what sort of chocolates that you like?
It's like crisp flavours. I don't really dig girls who do cheese and onion. I'm a salt and vinegar guy. I know what I like, you know. We see the world in the right kind of way.
You judge people far too easily.
No,
man.
Not at all.
See a girl just snacking on some cheese. Dude, like, she's not for me.
She's not right. She's not right. Look at her.
I can't see a future.
Nothing there. It's such a shame because his personality is fantastic.
She ruined it. She ruined it for herself.
Exactly. Look at her. Horrible. With her blue walkers. Get out of my sight.
Yeah, why did they change the colour?
Trying to be bold, didn't they?
I never understood that. When they changed it, it was like late 90s, wasn't it? Or...
They changed Santa's colour, mate. Anything's possible now. We're doing monkeys. They've stopped respecting us, the people.
It's a different man when you change colour.
Absolutely. I have a good slosh on a caramel.
Oh, gosh. Is that a way to start an email?
Exactly. I don't know if this is in relation to the chocolates or not.
I don't even know if that's in relation to anything.
I love a good slosh on a caramel. The rest can jog on. Mike in Petersham.
Cool.
That could be related to anything. dating, anything. We've, you know.
We're not here to judge, Mike.
No, absolutely. You carry on sloshing on your caramels, mate. absolutely. Get the sweet out of it. Good stuff. I mean, they're just firing in now. We've got to get onto our next section, but hey, Jay and I, always coconut gets left behind at Christmas in my house. Paula, absolutely.
Yeah, you're right there, Paula. We're with you 100%.
It makes you wonder, though, why do they put them in? Most people don't like them.
Do you know what? I think they do it on purpose, just to mess with you.
I do as well.
Yeah.
I do. Do you know the other one that gets me, when they used to have Turkish Delights in? I don't know anyone who eats Turkish Delights.
Do they put Turkish Delights in them?
They used to in, like, Quality Street. Disgusting, absolute rank.
I thought that's what the whole point of doing market research and stuff was for. You'd find out which ones people love and which ones people hate, and you take out the ones people hate and you keep the ones people love.
No, but they like winding people up, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, and they keep discontinuing things. Like, I have these noodles that I have a stir-fry with from Sainsbury's, and they've discontinued them. Like, I know that they're popular.
I was buying them every week.
Every single week I'd buy them. Why are you doing that, Sainsbury's? Why do you keep putting mayo in the sandwiches all the time?
Many questions.
It's getting personal.
I always wonder what happened to those chocolate pretzels that they used to do, because I haven't seen them in ages. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah.
The chocolate pretzels, they were yummy. They disappeared off the shop shelf. Mm.
They don't like people having too much of a good time, though, do they? And then they go, right, let's hook that. And people like them.
Well, let's give them something that they really want.
Chicken pizza. Give them the coconut.
Coconut,
Turkish Delights and chicken pizzas until they shut their mouth.
Greedy so-and-so. Right, let's move on. Lendonaire section. It's Lendonaire time. For those that don't know, it's real people's with real problems writing in, and then me and Johnny attempt to answer and give the best advice we can.
I mean, we don't attempt, we do it. We do it well.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I mean,
but
so.
If you do have a problem of your own, then you can email us at, it's johnnyandinell@foodbarradio.com.
Yep.
Boom.
So, what's the first problem then, Arnell?
First problem. I'm feeling a lot of pressure from family and friends to start a family with my current boyfriend from friends and family members. I'm 35 and he is 33. And we've been together for almost 5 years. We've spoken about kids and marriage numerous times, but he seems content with my choice to wait. But I can't help thinking that I'm holding him back. The majority of my close friends have their kids in their late 20s and early 30s. I guess I feel as if they have moved on with their lives, and as a result, we see each other a lot less. We always talk about meeting up on our WhatsApp groups, but nothing ever gets organized due to school holidays and babysitters, etc., etc. I do want children, but I don't want to feel pressurized into having children when I'm not ready. But at the same time, I do realize I can't hold out for too long. What should I do?
Oh, it's a tricky one. I mean,
big ones.
She's gone for the big stuff, hasn't she? Like having kids and stuff like that.
Well, do you know what? That's the kind of I kind of feel that way. Is kind of similar as well. I guess when you're young in your 20s, you want to kind of party and you're free. You want to get your own flat. You got a job and stuff, and you want to just have fun. Basically, is in your 20s. You want to start off your career in whatever area you're in, and you want to have fun doing it. And family doesn't really kind of come into play until kind of later on. And I guess that's the stage where I'm probably also at now, I guess. Well,
yeah.
So it's also, but it's hard if you're feeling pressurized when you don't want to.
Yeah, but she's
yet.
35 now. Yeah, you know I mean, no spring chicken.
Come
let's
on,
start calling, let's call a spade
it,
a spade.
Come on,
let's call a spade a spade. Like, what I would say is you shouldn't feel pressure because we are actually living longer now. So it's fine to have kids later in life anyway if you want them in general. But one thing that gets me is people get scared. Like, but everyone, I think everyone sits there thinking they're going to have some overriding feeling that's going to be like, right, now's the right time to do this. Now's the right. You're not necessarily going to get that. You know what I mean? You might actually get further down the line. There's no feeling that's ever going to turn up. It's the same with wondering whether the person you're with's right. There's not necessarily going to be some big, you know, kind of awakening where you go, oh, right, everything's great now, you know?
I do agree to an extent because I guess people always think, oh, maybe the time's right. When I have a bit of money, when I have a house, when I have this, when I have that. And I guess that list always extends every time you kind of achieve something. You're like, oh, I've got a little house now, but I do want to make sure that I sort that out first.
Well, at some point, you got to get on with it, you know.
You're going to be sitting
in an old...
You're going to get pregnant or what?
You're going to be sitting in an old people's home, you know, sitting there going, yeah, I think I'm ready now. Listen, your eggs are long gone. They're done. It's over.
Oh, my God.
They left the building a while ago.
Your legs are long gone. Where's your eggs?
It's over. But one thing I would say as well is don't feel pressured by, like, parents and stuff, you know what I mean? Because parents, like, because they're not used to this kind of situation as well where people are waiting so long. So they all expect having grandkids at this age.
Well, listen, yeah, because everybody used to have kids a lot younger back then.
Exactly.
Well.
But the difference is, listen, they've had it all their own way anyway. They were buying houses for, like, £20 and a chewing gum. You know what I mean? Like, in those days, they had it all their own way. So they can't have it their own way anymore. So we unfortunately, can't have... You know, things just fall in our lap. We have to work hard. We have to, you know, we think how hard it is to buy houses these days compared to what it used to be.
Well,
you know,
especially where we are in London, it's you got to be a millionaire.
Exactly. So don't do it for your parents. They've already had it all go their own way.
But do you know what it is? It's social networks and stuff like that pile on this pressure as well because you're constantly reminded of other people's kids as well. You sign into like your Facebook or your Twitters or whatever. And you constantly see down your news feed, oh, newborn baby, oh, it's our first birthday, or second birthday party, invite for this party. And then you're constantly reminded of how people's lives are going and the kids that they have and the families that they've already started. So I guess that's where that kind of pressure comes in. But
I think ultimately as well, what it comes down to is you've got to look at the relationship you're in, you know, and if you're solid with this guy... then, you know, if this person wants it, then you know, I think you should certainly be taking it on board and maybe going with it. Because the thing is you've been with him 5 years, you're 35, you do not want to have to roll the dice again.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Gosh!
Because soon your choices are going to be like, I'm going to have to take...
That dice is going to crumble.
Well, you're going to have to start taking a punt on people who ain't Mr. Right, and we've already been over that, haven't we?
Oh, ain't Mr. Right. But if you're looking for fast love,
no kids. Okay, no kids can be.
Fast love, no kids.
But you know, at least you got
contraception.
You got someone there. Bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. So there you go.
There you go. I think that's an answer for that question.
I think overall, I just think you know, speak to your partner about it. Don't hide around. You know, about it. Just be upfront. See what you want to do, but don't be scared by taking on plunges. Too many people live in fear.
Yeah. It's don't let the pressure get to you. Live your life the way you need to live it. Okay. So,
I think those were contradictory points there, but we often do that.
Problem two. My friend is a compulsive liar. She makes up excuses to not go outside, go out, instead of just saying she doesn't want to go. One time she used the line, my dog ate my phone. She was also seeing a guy. She said she didn't like him, then secretly booked flights to see him in Switzerland. I think she's great, but not sure I can handle her lies. What should I do?
Well, you get people like this, don't you? I mean, now I know a few compulsive liars. Like, certainly some of my mates have been known to make up girls that they've been with and stuff like that, which just didn't happen, like fundamentally happen. But one of my mates who's a genuine compulsive liar, well, he used to be, he's not so much anymore. I'm talking about one of my closest mates as well. Mm. He weren't content just making up a kind of general lie, you know, about, oh yeah, I pulled her or whatever. No, no. He actually came out with a lie that he made up a fusion reactor, right? creating a new source of renewable energy.
Oh my gosh, he's taking stuff out of Batman.
Exactly. He's like, yeah, I've done it. I've come up with a new, I've worked
fusion
out.
Fusion reactor.
You know, he's a smart guy, but he's basically like, yeah, I've worked out the physics behind it. He was saying that he was coming out, he was speaking to the government about, you know, this kind of stuff. I mean, this would basically, you know, revolutionise the world. Like, and do you know when, like, someone tells you a lie that is so extreme that you would actually prefer to believe them because the other side would be so messed up that you're like, this is such an elaborate lie, I'd rather believe that this is true.
Oh, gosh.
So that's a real liar out there, definitely.
It's not the same guy that wrote in, is it?
No, it's not the same guy who wrote in. But the thing is, like, some people never grow out of that, like, lying stage as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, because you have it as kids, don't you? You just start lying all the time.
Well, I guess, well, you know what it is? I think you kind of get stuck into it. You tell one, and then before you know it, you're telling another. And I guess it's a slippery slope, I guess. And especially in a relationship, it's dangerous and can cause lots of problems early on and down the line. So it's a thing to get out of the system.
My mate worked as a teacher, and he said that at one point he was talking to one of the kids or whatever, and this kid took his book right in front of my mate who's a teacher's nose and just threw it in the bin.
Oh, gosh.
And then the
disrespect.
And my mate went over to him and went, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
And the kid went, it wasn't me.
Using the shaggy lines, bro.
Yeah, it wasn't me. But you caught me on the counter. Yeah, and it, literally, he's just gone, I've just...
Shaggy's the proper compulsive lad, here.
He's like, I've just watched you do it. I've just watched you throw it in the bin. And then he's like, no, it wasn't me. He's like, so my eyes have processed this. And then he started going, look, I'm not accountable for what your eyes see.
But if you're seeing visions, you need to go to the opticians, boy. Get that sorted out.
Exactly.
That is a tough one. For me, you have to kind of confront them on it, because the more she tells, the more it's going to get worse.
Well, there is another option.
Oh.
You can take on Jeremy Kyle, can't you? You know,
a detector test.
Yeah. I mean, I can imagine the show title now. My dog's phone eating stops me going out of the night, you know. And just it's literally Jeremy Kyle walking over there going, you said it was your dog. You're a dirty, stinking liar. How dare you? And the other person's in tears. Like, I knew it. I knew she was lying.
why do you think she's lying to him so much? What do you think? Do you think there's something deeper about it, or do you think it's just a thing that she's always done? She's compulsive liar, and she doesn't think two seconds about it.
I think it's probably to do with the fact that some people don't like to let people down, so they just would rather make up lies about it. You know, I mean, that's what it sounds like with the
rather create something and then hurt them, I guess, is what you're saying.
Not just that, it's people don't have the balls to say, no, I'm not up for it today. Like, if you can't talk to certain people, say, no, I don't want to, they'd rather create a reason that's fictional to actually say, no, it's because I don't want to. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Overall, I would say, if you're good mates with them, then keep being mates with them, because we've all got our glitches, haven't we?
We do.
I mean, we've all got our problems, you know. Mine, for instance, is often, you know, when I walk into a bar or something and, you know, a woman's looking over at me and all of a sudden she's just hearing Johnny in her head, you know. And it weighs...
Difficult.
It weighs heavy. Uh-huh. It weighs really, really heavy. Ooh. You know, so keep being her friend.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Absolutely. Spider-Man quote.
Spider.
Oh, we got some Twitter feedback from Carly saying, oh, this London Air section on Johnny 9 now on FUBAR Radio is on point today. Yeah. Love they're going it. Insightful with some good life advice.
Yeah, some big stuff.
I'm just assuming that's how she speaks.
The name Carly makes me think she speaks like that, absolutely. She's ready to jack someone. So what's the, that was the overall advice. Keep being a friend and just, yeah, kind of. Just pull her up on it if you have to. You know, there you go. Problem three.
Problem number three. I'd really like to go to university for the first time to become a teacher. As you know, Arnell, oh, yeah, it's a friend of mine, this one. I'm a 33-year-old mum of a five-year-old and a 32-year-old, wink, wink. I've been working as a TA for a number of years now as I've become really active within my daughter's school. I know university isn't exactly the only route into becoming fully qualified, but I'd like to experience university as I feel I missed out on the experience when I was younger. However, I am also aware that uni is mainly for the 18-plus these days and is a place for young people to discover themselves. My question is, am I too old to be a fresher?
Well, I mean, you can go to uni. You can go to uni anyway, like, and become a fresher, but you don't need to be doing the drinking games and the, you know, spin the bottle games or whatever the other freshers are doing. You know, like, that isn't what every you have to do.
I can't really spin the ball. I got to pick up my daughter.
Exactly. Well, she's in the corner watching. You know what I mean? Haven't had a chance to drop her off yet. It's just, like, I mean, in general, and this idea that, you know, basically, so it gets over-romanticised that students go to uni and discover themselves. What a load of rubbish. You know, the only thing I was discovering when I was at... You know, the only thing you basically do is just develop drug habits and play Xbox. I mean, that's what uni
happens. There we go. There's her uni life for Jenica.
Real talk. Real talk now.
Real talk there.
Bombs. Truth bombs. But it's romanticised you about you, like, discovering yourself. The only things you discover are, like, how many vodka Red Bulls you can drink after only having a £3 pizza from Asda.
Yeah. Well, do you know what it sounds like? It sounds like, I guess she's right to some degree, because a lot of people, they do kind of go straight into uni right after finishing sixth form, or they might take 1 year out and then go in. And most people that are kind of going into university these days are in their, like, early 20s and stuff like that. And I suppose it's a generation gap. I guess it must feel as if she's going back to school with smaller people that don't have a lot of life experience and stuff like that, when she clearly does, but at the same time they're in the same class.
No, but the difference is you can go and be a just being a fresher means nothing more than you're just starting your course. Like, you don't have to be rolling like the freshers when you know you're younger. Like, you could just you can be at uni and just do your course and get out. You know what I mean? Yeah, but totally. if the question is more, am I too young to be at my freshers ball to be doing that? Yeah. Then I'm sorry.
You said free drinks all night.
The answer is yes. Yes, you are too old. Yeah. Why do I say that? Because you've got a five-year-old knocking about who's wondering why you're staggering in, why mummy smells of vodka Red Bulls. That's
because they were £1 a drink.
Exactly. Why don't you stop asking questions? I never should have had you.
Oh, God. Yeah. Deep.
Well, no, I'm not saying she would say that. I was just being playful. But in general, no. You definitely go to uni. Definitely go.
We've got a tweet from Nelvino. It says, oh, Johnny, you forgot. University isn't just for those things. It's also for the sex.
Wow, okay. We've got
drug, sex, and Xbox.
Excellent. We've got our perverts in the building as well. Excellent. Good to hear that we've got our
usual
crew.
Don't forget, Johnny. Or is that not what you were there for?
Oh, don't worry about that. Yeah, I was. Yeah. Just sound like a man who's making it up on the spot, don't I?
Mr. Compulsive Liar.
Yeah, exactly. I've been found out.
It's not too late to go uni. You can go to uni whenever you like. But like, as you said, I guess that sort of side of the university experience is probably not going to be for you anymore. That whole fresher kind of getting pissed and house parties and living life in the dorms and that craziness. You've already grown past that. But the other things that, remember what you're going into uni for. You're going in there for the degree. You want to get a qualification out of it, and you want to go into teaching. And for that, I say yes.
Absolutely. So I absolutely say yes. I say go and do it. You should definitely do your own thing, but you don't need to be at the freshers' ball. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Got one more little tweet from Alex. Completely agree, Johnny and I now, regarding uni. Very overrated. I learned a lot more about myself working in an Oxfam shop.
So there we are.
I don't know why that made me laugh at the end. An Oxfam shop, yeah.
Hey, you don't know life until you've worked in an Oxfam.
Until you've sorted through some donations of jumpers, Christmas jumpers.
Hey?
Yeah.
They didn't all come in clean.
Absolutely. mate, we've got literally so many emails.
I know. Is this the A&E section we've got to fly for?
Okay. Right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's email time. Right, that was a one. Right, so advice, please. Hi, Anil. Can you help? I really fancy having Bovril on toast, but my girlfriend says it's disgusting and I should have Marmite. I don't like Marmite. What do? She looks so annoyed that I think in her eyes this is a dumpable offence. I would ask Johnny, but he likes funky chocolate. Perry in Muswell Hill.
Hi, okay. Mary. What did she say?
Perry in Muswell Hill.
Perry in Muswell Hill. But what did she say she wanted on toast instead of Marmite?
It's a guy, mate.
Oh, what did he say when it Perry on?
Bovril.
Bovril? What's Bovril?
Mate, that's that rank stuff. That's that real rank stuff.
I just say, keep all of that stuff off your toast, man. Like Bovril, Marmite, all of that. Nah, man. Marmite. What's wrong with jam?
It's all rank anyway.
What's wrong with jam, though? Jam is sweet, it's nice, it's yummy. What's wrong with that? Why you want to go over Bovril for?
This is what I mean about people's toast.
People don't even know what Bovril is. What's that?
No one knows, mate. No, man. Yeah. It's like treacle stuff.
Why is he trying to fancy up the toast for? Doesn't make no sense. What's wrong with butter? We don't put butter on your toast.
It ain't. Things ain't what
they used
to be, mate.
That's how people live life in Muswell Hill. I know. They live life like that up there.
This is why they start inventing pizzas with KFC on top. You know what I mean?
I think it's his.
Just enjoy life, Perry.
Perry, what did you do, bro?
Yeah, there you go. So
I've got no advice for you, bro.
And I haven't got funky chocolate. I don't like funky chocolate. Thank you, Perry. Thank you very much. You like Marmite, mate, so. Do one there, pal. Do one. Not having it.
Johnny doesn't like the middle class emails that come through.
Well, yeah, Bovril.
Bovril or Marmite? Neither!
Right. Turkish Delight. Oh, good. Hello. Loving the show.
My ex loved
Turkish Delight. Ooh. Delight. Was addicted to the stuff. Had to break up with them because of it. Commie. Nice.
Was it the texture? A lot of people hate the texture of Turkish Delights.
I think it's the absolute rank taste of it. It's disgusting, isn't
it? Don't like the taste?
Yeah, it doesn't.
I don't mind the taste, man.
Oh.
I've been to a few Turkish restaurants after and they'll give it to you. Like some restaurants, they give you like an after eight. This one gave Turkish Delights.
I don't think the name should be Delight. It should be Turkish Confusion. What is that?
What did I just eat?
Would you like some Turkish Confusion at the end? Yeah, I'm pretty confused. I'm not particularly happy with what's happening in my mouth here. It's really disappointing. Well done, Tommy, for breaking up with your ex.
We're talking about small footsie. He's just like you. Oh, cheese and onion, break up.
You've got
Turkish Delight, break up.
You've got it. Sounds like a wrong one, Tommy, so well done, mate.
That's like a run.
firing firm. Because that's how good we are. Compulsive liar. I had a mate in school who was a liar. He said his family owned a zoo.
Oh, gosh!
and that his granddad was a pirate that found a chest of treasure.
Yeah.
He was 8 at the time, Warren from South London.
See, that's what I was saying. Back before the internet, you could just lie about stuff like that. There was no way to look it up.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my dad was a pirate. And what?
you do have to make people, you know, you have to give people a little bit of slack. He was 8 at the time. Like, there was a lot of people making stuff up back in those
back
days.
Big lies back then.
There's people believing there were monsters under beds.
Well, my dad has a zoo, so... What are you saying about that?
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying no one's ever been to that zoo. It's fictional. The animals don't exist. Dodos are extinct, so there is no dodo collection. Yeah, we've got to cut this guy some slack because he was making it up, but kids live in their own heads anyway, don't they? So
I bet he still hasn't become friends with him, but he got a Facebook request and he just declined it. I can't invite that trouble back into my life.
No, exactly. It's a made-up Facebook profile.
It might not even be him.
Yeah, catfishing.
I can't believe that profile picture.
Yeah, exactly. He's gone on to be a big liar. He's got a picture of Brad Pitt as his profile pic. Yeah, I'm looking good these days, sure.
You don't look like that.
No, I don't want to meet up. No. Let's just keep it online. Problem needs advice, if you please. Hey, my girlfriend has stopped shaving her legs.
Oh, ooh. Gosh!
She used to in the early days, but says now we're in love, she can reveal her true feelings.
Oh, gosh, this is just like last week.
Wow, and she hates razors and wax. It's not the worst thing ever, but I wouldn't mind her streaming them occasionally with a strimmer for the garden. What do you think about women shaving? Should they? Would you have a lady that didn't? Best wishes, Max in Hastings.
Wow. Yeah. No, we had a similar problem last week about someone who didn't want to try with the clothes anymore.
It's not quite the same, is it?
Well, this is next level, I guess.
I know. She's wearing joggers in bed. Hair joggers. Made from human hair. It's a tricky one because the feminist in me would say, hey, women, you should be able to do whatever you like. And overall, they should be able to do it.
I know where you're going with this.
Reality is, I don't like hairy legs on a woman. And if you have got hairy legs, I'd probably have to say, look, you need to shave them.
I just don't find it attractive. If my partner said she didn't like a particular hair on a part of my body, I'd be like, yeah, sure, that's fine. Like, I'm not that precious over...
What, any bit of particular hair?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's fine to get off. Is it a case that she doesn't like shaving? Is that why she doesn't
like
it?
She doesn't like razors and wax. She hates razors and wax.
All right.
Well, what about no-no? I have to stay in all the time watching these infomercials in the middle of Judge Judy, and I always see, hey, no-no gets rid of the hair for an hour. Well, give that one a go.
Well, I don't like friction on my liquid.
Exactly.
At night time, but you don't see me completely.
Yeah, it's really strange that you don't like raisin and wax, and I don't like sharing a bed with a yeti. So,
that feminist has disappeared.
One of us is going to have to shape up. Literally, like a barber. Shape up. A little bit off the front and round the sides, please.
Oh, gosh. Take her to a waxing salon. That's
yeah,
what
I'd say, Max, do something.
Waxing salon, and then at least it will last a little longer.
I think you should, love or not, sometimes you just have to go, listen, have a word with yourself.
See, for you, that's another dumpable offence. Doesn't shave my legs.
I'll let you off about
let
the cheese onions, but I'm
let
not,
it go.
I'm not having that. Right. Another one. We've got to play a song. We've barely played any songs today. Would you wear flares? Big T.
Would I wear flares?
Yeah.
I would. I used to wear bootcut jeans.
Yeah. The new age flares.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Pretty much.
I was wearing bootcut jeans when they were so out of fashion. It was scary. I was still rocking around.
Rocking them!
She was like, yeah.
I had to stop wearing them because they'd always get ripped at the bottom because they're so big that they go over the shoes that eventually like your heels and the shoes would just rip them apart.
Because I was wearing them without boots. Wearing them with plain soles. Literally, so these things are just flinging around, scooping up dust, putting them at the bottom leg. Like,
it was a different colour to the rest of the clothes, isn't it?
Just manky, just not handling myself very well, stylistically.
Oh, gosh.
I would wear flares.
I would as well, but so many problems there, though.
I think I was born in the wrong era, to be honest. The 70s was the one for me.
Same here. But thank you for all these tweets, though, guys. They're great. They're still coming. Oh, gosh.
Like, we've got to get through these two, then we're definitely getting a song on.
All right. Two more, and then we'll get a song on.
Right. Perry again. I know you cray-cray.
That's how they talk in Muswell Hill.
Yeah, exactly. He's getting deported right now from Muswell Hill. You put butter underneath Marmite. Bovril is like Marmite, but with meat extract. How do you live your lives that you didn't know this?
I generally put meat on if I want meat.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not quite substitutes. I don't know. I mean, in general, I hate Marmite, and I don't need to discover anything else about Marmite substitutes. Yeah. Bovril is very low on my list of priorities, Perry. and I will not be coming round yours to a Marmite party, thank you, in Muswell Hill. You cray cray, Perry. Thank you.
You cray!
last one. Johnny, I've just seen your photo. Would you cut your hair if a lady asked you to? Ooh. Pippa in Lewisham.
Oh, gosh. Pippa wants to know if you're going to shave it off.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't cut my hair. But that's not necessarily
the
point.
What would you cut it for?
Well, the thing is, what I'm saying is like, for me, it's like, if a girl wants to have really hairy legs, then good luck to her. It's just that I probably wouldn't go for that, so we wouldn't be together. If some woman wants a guy without an afro, then she's probably better off going with someone else, because I wouldn't at the moment. I hope that answers your query there, Pippa, in Lewisham. Eventually it's got to go anyway. I'm starting to go grey. I'm not having a grey afro.
You're going grey?
Yeah, I'm done with that. I'm not going bald, though.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'd rather go grey than bald. Would you rather go grey than bald?
I don't mind going bald, because I've been bald a lot in my life, so...
Right, okay.
Yeah.
You said that looked really sad. Most of my life I've spent being bald.
Most of my life I've just been short of hair, so...
My mate's going bald, it's hurting him. It's hurting him, really hurting him. Yeah, yeah. He's struggling, bless it. He's got the little Bobby Charlton comb over going on at the moment.
When did he get that though? Because I remember going to secondary school with a guy and he started getting it.
Oh mate, is that
and he was like 16.
He's 30, mate. Oh, my other mate was bald. Yeah, he's bald at 16.
Oh gosh.
Oh yeah, he looks like Harry Hill.
Oh no,
Harry Hill. He's done.
Oh god.
Call it a day. We're now getting to a song time because I can't believe how long we've gone without a song. This is an absolute dream of a song. I love it. I just want to dance every time I hear it. It's a real classic. Patrice Rushen. And this is Forget Me Nots, guys. Really do enjoy this one. Help me to remember. Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah.
Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
That's right, it's Johnny and Arnell live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
There you go, nice one, mate. That was, as people have astutely pointed out, that was the original to the Men in Black theme tune.
Original.
So, yeah. Let me see you take a slide with me. Just slide with me. Just slide with me.
Come on.
Do you know an interesting thing? Here's a little bit of trivia.
Uh-oh.
If you watch the video to that Men in Black thing, yeah. You know when the alien starts dancing?
CG alien.
Yeah, if you look at the shadow, you can see the actual woman who's doing the dance. It's a shadow, it's a woman shadow.
There's an answer for a pub quiz.
So, yeah, I spotted that when I was young because I'm astute.
Oh, right.
thank you.
Rather than joining in with the dance of Will, no. You were analysing shadows.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Will, I won't join in, actually. I've got issues with your video, okay? You know, the logic stops here. Why has that massive six-foot alien got a shadow like a female human? Exactly. Okay, I've switched off now, Will. There you go. Go and do Hancock or something like that, because you're not interested. I know, we're moving on to our next section.
We are.
This is the Blast from the Past section.
From the Past.
That was a blast, wasn't it? So, this is the Blast from the Past section. If people haven't heard it before, it's basically where we take a buzzword, mm-hmm. and then we talk about the stories that make us think of that, and then the songs that...
Remind us,
basically.
But Johnny, what is the buzzword this week?
Well, the buzzword, or joint word, is mobile phones.
Mobile phones.
So, yeah, that's our buzzword. Now, I'll tell you what that makes me think of right now. Like, mm-hmm. I remember when mobiles first came out.
Yeah.
Now, I actually released, I started my own counter mobile phone kind of like trend. I was trying to start a new trend, right?
What trend are you trying to start, man?
I bought a pager. Right, I bought a pager. Now,
look at Adam in the studio.
I bought a pager. Now, everyone knows that the only people who have pagers are doctors and drug dealers, right? Okay?
Not 11-year-olds.
No. I'm walking around in year 8 going, yeah, my page is blowing up, bruv. Yeah, it's blowing up. Everyone's getting their first mobiles, playing Snake on their mobiles, on their Nokias and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, look, check this. Page. And I'm reading pages from like 3 months ago because no one's ever paging me. You know, my mates don't page me. Or every now and then they do it and just go, had a page yet? Just try and wind me up.
That was the one where you had to ring up and you had to talk to the lady to give you a message, wasn't it?
No, well, you can ring up. Yeah, you'd ring up and say, dinner's ready, come home now. And then a page would come through. But, I mean, my mum, she would page me every now and then. I'd be down the park, you know, I'd be down the park. People are smoking, things like that. I'm like, oh, got a page, dinner's ready. Sorry, guys, I've got to go. I've got to take this.
I'm needed.
So,
like you're in ER or something.
Exactly. Oh, dear. Emergency, guys. Sorry, got to go home. The turkey jets are ready. Turkey jets and beans tonight, as every night.
Nice. It was turkey dinosaurs for me.
No.
Love those.
Guilty. They were a great era.
They were.
So I had a pager for a while. And basically, I was like, look, there's no point in me... My logic was, there's no point in me getting a mobile because, to be honest, I can't really afford to get any credit on it anyway.
No,
so I just have the mobile and then it'll only be there for people to call me. So I might as well get a pager and then people can message me. And then that was it.
Makes sense.
And in those days, you couldn't text message anyway because it was just... You just get calls and I was never going to be able to call anyone, right? So basically... I was walking around with my pager, which was just great fun, really having a lovely time. Then all of a sudden, people start saying that you could start doing this thing called texting on your phone.
You were.
So you could basically send pages to other people's phones, and it would be cheap. And at this point, I'd realised the gig was up. Like I had to get a mobile instead. The pager was done. If it ever was the best thing to have, its days were over. It was numbered. So what I did have to get a mobile phone. And what I did, do you know in them days with Coca-Cola, like the ring pulls, you could collect the ring pulls or whatever, and if you got enough of them, you could send off and get a Coca-Cola
phone.
That
was the one-to-one thing, wasn't
it? That's what I had! So in my head, I've gone from being so sick with a pager, wasn't, absolute loser, to then I eventually got a Coca-Cola phone, and it was so cool because it was the only phone that went... And I mean...
Couldn't change it.
No.
Stuck on default, really.
Wouldn't want to. Wouldn't want to change it, thank you, mate. You can imagine that blowing up in class, you know what I mean? And just being like, who's called? Oh, right, that's me again, Sozza. Sing along if you know it.
Who is it? Oh, it's me mum again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mum, you know I'm at school.
But you know what? I was so pleased with that ringtone as well. I'd let that ring out as well. I'm like, everyone getting this? Yeah. That's good. That's me. That's right. I ain't got a pager anymore. Don't worry about this. So I got my my Coca-Cola phone. I'm feeling really good about it. It's got a little fascia as well that said Coca-Cola on it. Yeah. So eventually I got that in there. Now those were the good old days as well in school. Eventually, once I got up to like sixth form, got a little bit more money or whatever, and I ended up getting a Motorola Wings phone.
What's the Wings one?
So like the little silver flap one, the little small one. It looks like a lipstick thing, kind of thing. It almost looked like a lipstick holder kind of thing. I don't know. It's like a really skinny one that would fit in that little pocket on your jeans.
Was it like those StarTAC ones that they used to, I think it was StarTAC or something like that, the really tiny Motorola ones?
They're not, it's not thin, it was like, like a skin, yeah, it would go in that little, either way. So I had one of them, but one of the things it did, like, so this was back in the day where all you could do was have ringtones, right, you could have ringtones, but, you know, there was no, like, you couldn't play it, you couldn't have a song as a ringtone, for instance, but what that phone did was let you record a song. I recorded a song back in the days of Michael Jackson. You rocked my world, you know you did. That one, right? So I recorded that song and I would just walk around. You know, like these days you get like young kids playing music at their phone and every time you look over and just think, what a loser, get a grip, mate, you know. I was the original person who came up with that. When it first came out, I recorded Michael Jackson. I had one song to play, and I just would walk around the streets listening to Michael Jackson.
Five-second loop.
It wasn't even the whole song. It was just up to the chorus.
It's the chorus.
Just, I said, you're up my world, you know you did. I remember my mate saying, mate, you're such a loser. I was like, yeah, jealousy.
Yeah, now call me again so I can hear it.
Yeah, exactly. So I should have probably put Michael Jackson's a song, but that is not the song that it's reminded me of.
Smiley song or something else.
Yeah, but the song that these buzzwords reminds me of in the mobile is actually Missy Elliott, Beat Me 911, because obviously I had a pager. Beat Me 911. So we're going to fire straight into that, guys. Here it comes. Beat Me 911, Missy Elliott.
Even though you don't want to, and don't wait.
beep me 911. Oh, there we go.
That's true. I like that.
It's a big one. that was the tune that was reminded me of mobile phone. That's the buzzword. I know we have had a an email or two.
Oh, what's
as well.
The email sounding? So
the first one is, "You boys are jokes. Tough, tough love in it." Paul the man. So thank you, Paul.
That's so Paul.
I think that's a compliment, actually.
Enough jokes in it.
In it. Right, then this one is, would you rather have a toe piercing or a tattoo of a pelican on your whole chest? Ted in Sutton.
Oh, gosh.
And what gets me is, why does that have to be the choice?
Yeah, that's some differing choices,
is,
you know?
Is Ted currently being held hostage by a person who's going, you better make your mind up, son.
I want to see some pelicans.
Exactly.
I want to see them there.
We'll make your mind up for you. You'll end up with both. Okay. I don't know why that needs to be the choice, Ted. I'd probably go for the toe piercing.
Yeah,
to
toe piercing as well, man. Ted... I can hide that. I can't really hide that pelican.
No. Why a pelican?
It's all over the chest, that's it.
I think Ted's been waiting for his whole life to make this
really
one.
Yeah,
decision.
He really wants that choice.
Sitting there in
I'm going to need someone to decide for me.
In nursery school, just literally like, oh, at some point I'm going to have to make my mind up, aren't I? Yeah. This is your day. We've helped you out. Go for the toe piercing. Right, I know. Buzzword is mobile phones. Talk to me.
Mobile phones, yes. So that, my first phone was the Philips Azelis. I'm gonna tweet a picture of it so you guys can see it. It was basically a phone by Philips, and I know most of you thinking they made phones. Yeah, aside from kettles and washing machines and stuff, they also did mobiles. They were big for it back then. And basically you can only save like 10 texts. That was it. 10 text messages. And if you wanted to get a text, any more than that, you had to delete a text to get a text. That was that.
Rationing them out.
Yeah, you had to save it. Even drafts was included. So if you had something draft out, that was included in the text.
So these were the ones where if you had a girlfriend who texted you something nice.
It's especially back then, if a girl sent you a wicked text, you're like, I'm saving that. Well, then it means you can't get contact. It's like you got to wait out. It's like, do you want that text or not?
Yeah, is there anything that anyone could send that's going to be better than that? Probably not. I'm
no.
going to say that.
Occasionally you get a picture sent through. It's like, wow, how did that person make that picture out of all those brackets? Wow. And then you got to wait up again. It's like, it was a nightmare. And they used to have one game. It was like that brick alley game where you had to break the bricks when the ball bounces and you have to like that was the only thing it had. That was the only game it had.
Good game.
But the battery life was wicked on it. Battery was a beast. You charge it up and then it would last 3-4 days. Easy.
Power the whole house
days. 3-4 days. Just plugging anything you like.
Get the TV running.
Oh, I'm a little short on the electric this week.
start your car.
Do you need help, mate? Yeah, I got a Philips. You are.
Get your Zellers going. That'll get you running. No thanks. No worries, mate. No worries.
But my phone after that, though, I got a Sony phone, and what was amazing about it was it allowed you to make your, it was like one of the first phones to let you make your own ringtones, not like design a tune, but it would let you have like an 8-second recording, and then you could use that recording as your ringtone. So basically, because I was still in school, I was in sixth form at the time. And what I thought I'd do would be funny was to shout at myself as my ringtone. So my ringtone would be like,
"Hey, I know your phone's ringing. Your phone's ringing, I know. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone, I know. Pick it up. Pick it up." It's kind of voicemail.
That was my ringtone. And like at first, I thought it was funny.
Sounds hilarious.
Yeah. I'm like playing to my friends. I'm like, "Yeah, that's wicked. But when it actually went off in class or in a situation, you look like a right mug. Your phone's like, I know. Pick up your phone. Sorry, guys, that's me.
on the bus, and a group of Utes turn around and like, "Yo, who's that? Who's getting messed up today?" That was actually me. I'm sorry. I thought it was funny.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, I know.
Hey, yeah. I know. Is that your name? Yeah.
My name's Terrence. It's not. It's I know.
Yeah, it's not me. Like, I stole that phone from someone else. So. Ringtones always fascinated me because there was always that culture where polyphonic came out the word polyphonic ringtones, and that it came into existence and then it disappeared like the same year. Like, everyone was all about polyphonic ringtones. It was like, yeah, you gotta get the polyphonic ones, man, the like multi-jingled ones, yeah, polyphonic everything. And it reminded me of the old Axl F, Beverly Hills Cop tune, where everyone used to have, play it quickly. This
right, here we go. This is...
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be my ringtone.
Yeah, that was my ringtone.
After the stupid one I had. I've always had stupid ringtones. That's my thing.
So you went from, hey, I know, pick up your phone, to...
I used to think I was cool. Like, yeah, I've got the Beverly Hills Cop tune.
I can imagine you strutting down the road to this as well, like,
oh, yeah, cool as you like. I'm going to let this one ring. Yeah. I'm not going to pick up because I'm too cool right now.
Oh, God. But yeah, it was terrible times though, man. I do always remember those days. But that's what it reminded me of. It reminded me of those days, man. I used to love those ringtones. I remember people used to always play with the Nokia ones. They were fun. All those Nokia ringtones. All those ones used to have. There was a lot of terrible ringtones back in the day. But that's what the buzzword reminded me of.
Absolutely. Well, I like it, mate. I like it. And neither of us even mentioned Snake, which was going quite well.
I didn't have Snake on my phone.
You didn't have it.
I had the Ali game. I played Snake on everybody else's though. You know, that's what people used to do, because they used to be out of credit so much that all you could do with a phone was play Snake. That was it.
Yeah, exactly.
Couldn't do anything else.
That was it, yeah. I mean, that was getting you, that was being helping you pull in those days.
I was on BT Cellnet. Do you remember them?
Yeah. Remember it well.
BT Cellnet. I think the only reason I was on them was because at the time they did £5 top up. And that's £5 top up, yeah.
I'm the budget guy, definitely.
And it was great because you used to get a little, as soon as you top, you get a little message on the screen. Bing, bing, bing. Your balance is like, yeah, you feel like a big man. And then as soon as you get down to the £1, it was like, and you get to start rationing. That's 10 texts. I've got to save that.
Get your Axel Foley playing again. That's what I'm doing it for.
That's where the one ding came from. Everyone used to one ding each other. If you guys don't know what one ding is, it's where you'd have enough credit to ring someone, but you'd hang up before they could answer.
So skank calling, we call that.
Skank calling.
Yeah. Why are you skanking me?
One ding is what we used to
do. Right, we've got some things come through here.
Uh-oh.
Is that not working?
Oh, no. You've broken an email feed.
I've broken my thing here.
You've broken an email feed, mate.
Oh, right, yeah. No, there we go. Is that working? There we go.
See, people were panicking.
I sometimes mess things up. There's your email. So it says birds, robins or flamingos from Juicy.
Robins for me. Flamingos' legs. I learnt this doing the show that we were filming. Flamingos' legs get really, really dry as soon as they come out of water, to the point where they get so flaky that they get like proper flaky and it flakes off and stuff, and then they start bleeding really quickly. And that turned me off flamingos for life.
Like flamingos because they've got ashy legs.
Ashy legs, no, man. Any animal with ashy legs.
Need to get on that cocoa butter, bro.
Yeah, blood, I've got some moisturizer if you need some, you know.
Ashy leg. Ashy.
So I'd probably go flamingos because I feel their pain.
Hey, bro, if you need some cocoa butter, I've got some, you know. Just ask.
Small issue. Small issue. Quick question. Yep. I call most people dude, including my girlfriend. We were lying in bed the other day, and I called her dude, and she went nuts and says it. And says it's not okay.
She went nuts.
And says it's not okay to call her that. I don't see what the problem is. What do you think? I call her babes and snickety snick.
Oh, snickety snick.
And sometimes as well, and she seems to like that. D and Epsom. I'm similar to this guy. I used to roll with dude all the time. I do call a lot of people dude, and I have called my ex dude quite a lot.
Oh gosh.
Babes I've also referred to, but snickety snick, get rid of that, mate.
That's yours, man.
Have some pride for God's sake, D.
Snickety snick. Do you say that in public, D?
Hey, snickety snick.
Hey, snickety snick.
I make dinner, slick. I got you some popcorn.
Snickety snick.
Slickety slick.
Snickety snick.
Honestly, D, get a backbone, mate. Dude's just fine.
Dude's just called a dude, yeah.
Exactly. Listen, dude, sit down. Get back into bed.
Dude, shave your legs.
Dude. Dude, get a grip, will ya? Where's my car? I don't see what the problem is. I don't think there should be a problem, but Don't do snicky snick anyway. Snick. Just go with babes, okay? That. Just find some middle ground. That'll do. Nice one, D. No, we like doing that. mobile phones. Hey, guys. Johnny, as you were a pioneer in new technology...
Email of the day.
did you ever fax your friend? Want to hang out? Do you still have dial-up internet, Simon? No, I've never faxed. I don't think I've barely faxed anyone in my life, to be honest.
I used to fax my invoices for when I used to do supply teaching.
All right, mate. We do have to try to keep this entertaining, mate. Okay. You don't need your life story. Okay.
I'm just saying, that's how we got paid.
Yeah, sometimes I invoice, sometimes when I'm planning my taxes, okay?
That's why. That's why they say you're just a friend, mate. Fingers are getting all little, getting nervous. I've never faxed anyone. Want to hang out? Definitely not. And dial-up internet was shocking those days when, you know, people would make a call and you get cut off.
Yeah.
Not
good. You thought it was bad with the 56K. I had 28K.
I don't even know what that is. That's hamster in a wheel.
See,
running
people
around.
Thought 56 was the slowest. Nope.
28K is sending messages via carrier pigeon, mate.
That's carrier pigeon. That's slower than sending
the text. No, it's literally like going round there. If you could get going round to the house, oh, mate, you coming round? And then getting back, and then that 28K message goes first.
Did you get that email sent? No.
Here it is. Next one, Axel F. Hearing that tune made me think of that stupid Crazy Frog ringtone that everyone had from Colin.
Crazy,
I know.
They made a lot of money from that.
I know, I can't stand that thing. No, I don't. I hate it. It makes me... I used to live with my uncle, and one thing he used to hate as well was the Go Compare Man, like to the point where... You know when something drives someone...
The one when he sings it?
Yeah. When something drives someone so mad, they actually have to turn it off. Like,
oh,
he would mute the TV and just sit there waiting for him to get up to turn it. Like, he couldn't handle it. So, and that's what I'm like with Crazy Frog. So, yeah, it reminded me of that as well. Next one, last one. Left or right, would you fancy someone who is left-handed? We all know right is the best. Tom at home. Okay, discriminatory, Tom. There, you know
you
we're
can't
in the
talk to Mr. Cheese and Onion.
Well, different kind of vibes, but we know that lefts are in the minority. To be fair, like they have their like left-handed like fraternities as well, where they're like, you know, there's loads of people left-handed, like Barack Obama and all of these, you know. Nat's just said she's left-handed.
Is she?
Don't know why that's a good thing for left-handed
a lot,
people.
To be fair.
Yeah, exactly. I mean. Oh, all right, now off you go. No, those left-handers, you know, if we could round them up, stick them on an island, I think it would be the best thing for it.
Stick them in like a battle royale situation.
Just dropped a bomb on everyone there.
Just alienated a quarter of the audience.
Yeah. No, I do. That's a lie, actually. Of course, I'd fancy someone who's left-handed because, do you know, like, those events, like, where you do, I presume they'd be left-footed as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, them. Events where you do that thing where you tie your legs together, three-legged legs and stuff. You'd probably be better that way if you could
thinking,
do it.
Good thinking. Yeah. Sports day. Aye.
Yeah. Like, aye. Between you, your outside legs would be the best ones, the most, so think about it.
So you're going to get with a girl just so when it comes to sports day, when you have kids, you're going to win the parents' race.
Yeah, potentially I would do that, yeah. Absolutely.
Put some thought into that.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, the relationship went down a gutter years ago, but we win every year.
Gold.
Just smile and hold your medal up, okay? Hey? And then we'll go home and sleep in separate beds.
See you on the weekend.
Yeah. I know, we're going to fire quickly into a tune, and then we're going to come back with our spoilers on screen.
Yeah,
okay. This one is by Tom Misch.
Oh, Tom Misch. He's a wicked producer from London. He's only 19 years old, but he's making some sick, soulful tunes. So let me know what you think of this.
Serious waves.
Once you listen to it.
This is Tom Misch, Sunshine.
Makes me smile. Yes, we're going through some stormy weather. Bless the fact we still move together. The Cause I know we'll find the light on the other side. Cause we'll be just fine. If we take our time, let the sun shine. Cause we'll be just fine. Oh, 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 oh. Cause we'll be just fine. If we take our time, let the sun shine. Cause we'll be just fine. I can breathe just fine. Cause you've got me in my prime, girl. And it feels so good. Yes, we're going through some stormy weather. Bless the fact we still move together. Cause I know we'll find the light on the other side. Cause we'll be just fine. If we take our time, let the sun shine. Cause we'll be just fine. Let the sun shine. 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 Cause we'll be just fine. If we take our time. Let the sun shine. Cause we'll be just fine. Oh, 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 oh. Cause we'll be just fine.
Yes.
We'll be just fine. Sunshine!
Nice! Will! Very much like an out my.
Wicked tune, wicked tune.
Sunshine! Right, I know.
Shining, man.
We've got another couple of little contracts. Someone's wrote in cookers or microwaves from Don.
Cookers all day.
Microwaves easier. So, yeah. And you can do microchips in them. I'm still all about ease, basically.
Ease, yeah. quick in and out, quick and go.
Absolutely. rather bonjour or ciao, Vic in Archway.
Bonjour or ciao.
I've probably said bonjour more times than
I'll ciao. Probably go for all right, mate. So I easy to do it, Vic. Hot geezer.
Was that the plan?
Well, yeah, exactly. I shouldn't be limited to those choices, thank
Why
you.
Why are you guys just giving us two
exactly.
choices?
Bonjour or pelican chest tattoos? No. Check out these choices.
Are they all from Roehampton? I bet that's what it is.
Yeah. That is in Archway.
All right.
Would you rather Johnny or I now? Oh. Tramp in a bin. I don't even know what that means.
Be a tramp?
Would you rather Johnny or I now? And we know what most people say that. Johnny. Yeah. I know.
doing my calls, is that right? Saying my name for me, yeah? Is that where the fight has got to? Not even waiting for me, it's just like, I'll do it.
Oh,
I know. And the way you said my name is us, enough depressed.
I'm afraid. Right, so we got to talk TV, I know, and True Detective, True Detective.
Yeah, week. I'm up to episode 3, I just saw episode 3 yesterday, I believe. Awesome series so far, I'm liking it, because I hadn't seen the first series, and so I knew what the first series was kind of about, and then jumped in this one, it's brand new story, new characters and stuff like that. I'm liking it.
Yeah.
I'm liking it. Colin Farrell is a good actor.
Yeah, very good.
Vince Vaughn, very good. I didn't think he'd be able to play straight as well as he does, but I think he plays straight better than he does comedy.
Yeah, no, I'd agree. And it turns out Colin Farrell's not dead as well. As
spoilers.
Yeah, that's what it's called, spoilers on screen. there we go. Colin Farrell isn't dead. And it's really starting to come to life now, isn't it?
It is. Vince was getting into fisticuffs this episode.
Yeah. There's a sinister edge behind it, which True Detective always kind of brings to the party. But it's interesting to see Rachel McAdams as the lead as well. And she's, you don't often get female characters where they're like, you know, really kind of strong characters, but obviously really conflicted as well. Yeah. And it's no more about her just being, you know, a main character's wife or girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She's the one with some serious gear going on.
Do you know what I like most about it is the way they're playing her off with Colin Farrell's character, because you can tell it's not going to quite happen just yet, but later down in the series, it's going to come a point where they those two go at it.
Mm.
And you could, yeah, and someone's not going to come out alive.
No, I agree. Yeah, one more. Mango. I've just discovered mango. It's amazing. Have you tried it? Chris in Shepparton.
Have I tried it? I'm black.
Exactly.
Gosh.
Half Jamaican, bruv. I was raised on mango.
Only just discovered. How old are you?
Exactly. I was raised on a mango in a council estate. Don't worry about it. Real talk.
One mango to go round.
Exactly. One mango. That sound sent me to sleep at night, bruv. we tried mango.
A lullaby, yeah?
Absolutely loved it. Sends me to sleep, used to it.
I do like that email, though.
Definitely. You've been missing out, Chris in Shepparton.
Yes, but Chris, I'm glad you jumped on board the mango wagon.
This is my favourite fruit, definitely. Love it.
Is it?
It's like a pudding. It's like a pudding to me.
Wow,
we've got another one here.
Uh-oh.
Benny Hill. Have you ever seen Benny Hill? It's a wicked show, Phil in Preston. It's good that Phil's really got his finger on the pulse here, isn't he? You've been in a coma or something, Phil.
I'll tell you what, I don't know. Phil's been watching Benny Hill, and then now he's listening to Johnny Nardell.
Exactly.
That's a big leap.
Exactly. Got UK gold on permanent record. Whatever next, honestly.
I'll tell you what, though. I have had a blast listening to all you guys' emails and tweets, man. They've been fantastic this week. So
I love how scattergun they all are. They're so random, aren't they? Like, we love you guys.
I don't know what is going to come through. Every time I hear that vibe, I don't know what you're going to say next.
So I know as well. I did mention it earlier. I have a bit of TV-related programming. You were talking about Celebs on Benefits.
Celebs on Benefits. If you haven't watched it, I think it's on 5-star. Get to watch it. It's not like a game show or anything, because I think when people first hear it, they think, oh, what they're going to do, they're going to take the Celebs' money away from them for a couple of weeks and see how they do. No. This is real Celebs that used to be famous and big, or probably some of them still are and have a lot of money, and then now they've lost it and they've hit rock bottom. And their own benefits.
So if you like that kind of Schadenfreude kind of, you know, like to see people in agony and pain, I do. basically, what was the one you were watching? Les Battersby.
Les Battersby. Is it some hard times, man? He's living in North Wales, I believe, at the minute.
Drinking too much.
Well, yeah, that's the reason why he got fired from Coronation Street for drinking and stuff like that. And now he's hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
He's basically there.
Signing on.
There's no roles for him, and he's signing on.
Do you know about, like, life imitating art? Like, I'm pretty sure that geezer was in the Full Monty, and he was actually in the scene where they were in the dole queue.
Yeah.
And now, you know, try as he might in North Wales when he's doing his little shuffle to Donna Summer, he's not getting any work.
Because I want to laugh when watching the programme, but at the same time, it's like, boy.
It's going to be us.
It can so easily happen. Because you can see it. He's, like, showing you around his house. He's like, they've got... This is when I went to dinner with Mike Tyson. This is when I met this person. This is when I met that person. It's like, wow. And then it's like, I'm signing on. Nope.
So we should definitely check that out if you like.
Check it out. There was also Lisa from Big Brother. I don't know if some of you remember her, but she did quite well out of it. And now it's sad times.
Right. So check it out if you like seeing other people's misery.
Sorry to leave this on a negative note, guys.
No, we can't. We just had a final one. Wrong'un, hey there, your producer likes Malibu and he's left-handed. She makes a right wrong'un. Sort her out. sort her out, Dan in London. Dan, consider it done. So we're going to sort her out. In general, if you want to contact us, follow me at Johnny I. Cochran.
At Inel, I-N-E-L.
Absolutely. Or us at Johnny and Inel. We're here every Thursday at 4 p.m. Check us out. This is Johnny and Inel, live and loud. We've loved it. We loved hearing from you, so make sure you tune in next week. See you next time, guys.
See you next week, guys.
Johnny and Inel on Fubar Radio.